pass away, but His words will never pass away. Things will change, things will pass away, but God is faithful to His word. And this evening, the reason why we meet, the reason why we can praise, is that where two or three gather in His name, He is here in our midst. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
so
the
it
Lord.
Doesn't matter from where we have come from. It doesn't matter what type of day we have faced. But the good news is Jesus is here. More real than the person who is next to us. More real than the air we breathe. Jesus is here, faithful to His word. So for a moment, let's forget about everyone else and let's close our eyes. In the darkness, in the stillness, He is here. In the silence, in the rest, He is here, dwelling in the midst of our praise. So this evening, before everything else begins, before a song is sung, before a word of praise is uttered, shall we choose to give Him all the glory? Let's choose to give Him all the praise. So let's forget about who's next to us. If you have the freedom, let's raise both our hands to the Lord and let's lift up our voices and thank Him together. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this place where you dwell, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we give a mighty round of applause to the Lord? Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the rock of salvation. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's sing it together. Where streams,
where the streams are boundless, Lord, blessed be
Your name when I'm found in the desert place.
Blessed be Your name.
Let's sing it out.
Found in the
do I walk through the wilderness?
Do I walk through the wilderness? Blessed be Your name.
Every blessing You pour out.
Every blessing You pour out.
In.
When the darkness closes in, Lord, still
you have the freedom. Every blessing You pour out.
Every blessing You pour out. Turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will
lift it up.
Say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be Your name.
Closes in,
Lord, still
lift it up together. Every blessing
have gathered here in the Lord's presence. Every praise, every song we sing is to the Lord, because the praise is the King. The word, every word that we sing, let us put it in our hearts and in our minds, because no matter what, no matter what situation we are dealing in our life, it's the Heavenly King we need. Nothing is more important in our lives, my dear friends, my brothers and sisters, my dads and my moms. We just need the Lord, because the Lord is here. Whatever we are feeling right now, just put it to the Lord's feet. Yes, just put it to the Lord's feet, because there is something that is gonna happen today. No matter what, no matter what that we are gonna face in our life, just put it to the Lord, because whatever we are gonna sing right now is just to the Heavenly Lord. It's just the time to praise to the Lord, because we don't need anything, my dear friends. We don't need anything right now. We just need our Heavenly King, and that is more than enough, my dear. And that is the invitation that the Lord is giving us, to enter to His kingdom and to enter to His heart. So my dear friends, why don't we just sing to this next hymn and just praise the Heavenly King for all what He has done in our life.
Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be. Lift your voice, brothers and sisters. Blessed be. Yes, Lord, your name. Your name that is worthy. Blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name.
Sing it with us.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be.
It's your song to the Lord this evening, from our hearts to the heavens.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.
Yes, Lord, you are worthy.
Blessed be the name of the
Lord. We give you everything, everything.
You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name.
Together, you give.
You give and take away.
You give.
You give and take away.
My heart.
My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be.
Mighty hand to the Lord, give Him all the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Even when the darkness, you are worthy. Hallelujah.
My brothers and sisters, the only thing which I am reminded now, right now, is the nail scars of Jesus. One of the most painful things that Jesus had to go through. The world saw that the nail scar was a sign of defeat, a sign of shame. But the Lord Almighty turned that very same nail scar into a sign of unending love, sign of victory over death, sign of sovereignty of the Lord. I remember once Tati said that what good news to those who are being abused and left wounded. The good news to them is that the very same painful, the suffering, the woundedness will turn into a mighty blessing, unimaginable blessing through the amazing grace of God. Because remember one thing, remember Mary Magdalene. Everybody knows how she came to the Lord, but it was to her first Jesus showed himself after the resurrection out of all 12 apostles. How lucky she was. Because his love has no end. His love is unending. His mercy is so great. He's so gracious. If your faith is shaking, if you think you don't deserve the grace, accept it. That's the only thing which you can do. Accept the grace of God. Only He can be faithful. Only He can be gracious. Only He can be the work, miracle worker. Only He is worthy of all. Accept it. His gracious is enough for us, for you and for me. That very scar that you're suffering and you're holding it right now, change the slave mentality. Give it to Him and accept His grace is there to save us. His amazing grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Exalt your name. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Exalt your name. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
After the Lord, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My Him glory. Let's give Him praise. You break every chain, Lord. Enter into our hearts. Enter into our lives.
Holy Spirit, as your breath gave this earth life, we call on you this evening to give us your love, your breath, your presence. We ask you to manifest in our hearts this evening in a tangible way. Let us hear your voice through the lyrics. Let it pierce our hearts. Let your love wrap us in complete warmth. Let us feel your joy in our hearts. And in that warmth and in that love, give us your grace, your mercy. Give us your wisdom, your understanding. Give us your comfort, O great counselor, great comforter. And by the blood of our Lord Jesus, you were given to us. And we want to cherish you in our hearts this evening. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Let's invite the Lord into our depths this evening. Fall afresh.
Fall afresh on us.
You have the freedom, raise your hands and sing it to the Lord.
Fill us with your power.
Satisfy our need.
Satisfy our need.
Only you, Lord. Holy Spirit,
come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on us.
Let's sing it together. Come, Holy Spirit. Out of our hearts. Fill us, Lord.
Fill us with your power.
Satisfy our need.
Satisfy our need.
The world is waiting for your glory, Lord. Only you.
Fresh on us.
satisfy our need.
Satisfy our need.
Only you, Lord.
Only you can make us whole. Give us strength to make us whole.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come.
Praise the Lord.
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 Let's give a mighty hand to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We warmly welcome you to the Wednesday prayer meeting. Those of you joining us live, as well as those of you joining us on Zoom and on YouTube. For those of you joining us here at St. Anthony's Colpity, a kind reminder to wear your mask at all times. This is for your own safety, for the safety of the others gathered here, as well as the safety of the space. Thank you. We have a few announcements. The youth meeting will be held this Saturday from 10 to 11:30 a.m. We invite all youth between the ages of 4 to 23 to join us this Saturday. The topic will be about hearing the voice of God. And we also have the family ministry meeting coming up on the 13th Saturday. The details are on the screen, so please save the date. We also have intercessory prayers this Friday from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Zoom. The details are on the screen. We also have a special speaker that will be in February, so it's another save the date. It's Dr. Ralph Martin. Tata spoke about this last week. So he'll be talking to the CRL next, I think it's on the 20th of February, so it's a save the date. Following the prayer meeting today, for those of you joining us on Zoom and on YouTube, we'll be having a special prayer room. This will be taking place from 8:15 p.m. onwards till 8:40. What you need to do is you need to sign in to the Zoom ID that's given on the screen, and you need to have your video on so that we can recognize you and you can participate as well. Once you're in the prayer room, you'll be guided as to what to do. You'll be taken to a room with where there'll be a team to pray for you. So my brothers and sisters, please be assured that whatever you share in this room will not be shared anywhere else. We respect your confidentiality and your privacy. So whatever you share with the prayer team will not be shared anywhere else. And there have been a lot of miracles and testimonies taking place in this room. So we encourage you to join us today after the prayer meeting. Those of you who have a testimony to share or are in need of prayer, the WhatsApp numbers and the phone numbers and the email address is on the screen, so you can get in touch with these numbers. You can also stay connected with us, following us on social media as well as on our website. The Bible Diary and the Onanis is available for sale downstairs for those of you gathered here today. Thank you. God bless.
So, now that you are comfortably seated, can we just stand for a minute, please? Just a small prayer. Just to remind you, keep your mask on. Obviously, I can't keep my mask on because I won't be able to tell you, speak. But if you keep your mask on, the secret is to imagine that the person whom you are meeting is having COVID and I'm also having COVID, and how to avoid giving it to each other, and we won't get it. And I think that the best is to keep the distances, and even after the meeting, keep the hellos and the how are yous to the minimum, so that we don't operate face to face with most people, and it will keep us safe. And I'm sure the Lord will take care of the rest. Shall we just be in His presence a few moments? Heavenly Father, we come before You and we thank You for giving us the opportunity to come together and in this meeting. Lord, there are many places in the world where people cannot come together. They cannot even pray together because of the epidemic or the pandemic that's happening all over the world. We pray for the world, Lord, that the world may be touched and healed by You, but also that we will hear Your voice through what's happening around us, that it's happening in this world. And as we give You an inner response, Lord, we pray in a special way. Let Your word take root inside us and be the answer to the deepest need of our life. Guide us, lead us, empower us with Your Holy Spirit. All this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please be seated, my brothers and sisters. So, good evening, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. So, this is the second week we are meeting after the second lockdown. So, in the last meeting before the second lockdown, we managed to put in 350 people in this place and downstairs. Then we had the second lockdown. So now we are limited to 50. That's going to be our number for the moment to keep everyone safe. So please keep your mask on. And what I've realized is you have to protect your hands. Because your hands are going to be the biggest problem. Because you scratch your nose with your hand, you put it inside your ear, and then you have a big issue. So my advice to you is carry hand sanitizer and keep your hands clean, not only financially, but also literally. And I'm sure we will be okay. And if you keep your hands clean and we work with it, I'm sure, because, you know, getting it face to face, unless someone coughs in your face, you know, is very rare if you are wearing a mask. So, but it's in the hands, you touch something and you can get it easily. So that's why be conscious of it. And I'm sure we'll be safe as we worship the Lord and we open our hearts to Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, before I preach tonight's word, I want to just tell you what we have been doing in the last few weeks, because I'm sure you have been listening. You know? So because of that, I need to remind you what's been taking place. At the beginning of this year, the Lord gave us a guidance. You know, every year, we receive a guidance from the Lord. And in 2019, the guidance we received was, I will put you on the superhighway. So we assume superhighway means, those days it took, people went to Mathur from here for meetings. We started at 3 o'clock in the morning to get to Mathur at 9 o'clock. But because of the highway, we can leave at 7 o'clock and be in Mathur at 9 o'clock. So superhighway means get there quicker, faster, easier by the grace of God. And in March, the lockdown came, 2020. And I remember in August, September, one of our servers asked me, what about the word the Lord gave us about the superhighway? You know, it has turned out to be a dud, you know, a non-starter. And it looked like that. But as I prayed about it, I realized something. Indeed, He put us on the superhighway in 2020. How did He do that? He put us on the internet superhighway. We have been there for the last 13, 14 years. We have been working on the internet. But now it has become a unique thing. That is beautifully done, because we have meetings that are truly international. How is that? The press is done by somebody or a team from Sydney or Melbourne. And then the word is given from Sri Lanka. Then the worship is done from Canada. You know, all in the same meeting. And all done by CRL members worldwide. So truly, when you look back, we're on the superhighway. We've been put there. And then we have had international speakers coming into the community. You know, we had Scott Hans. Scott Hans is a famous Presbyterian pastor who became Catholic by conviction. After studying theology, he became Catholic. And today he is a world-renowned teacher and lecturer. And he came online to speak to the CRL worldwide. Father Augustine Valluran came twice to do that. And then week after, that's on the 20th, we have Ralph Martin. For those who don't know who Ralph Martin is, he's actually a pioneer of the renewal. He's one of the members who was there at the beginning. And when Cardinal Suanens, who actually is considered the father of the renewal, who actually fostered the charismatic experience and took it to the heart of the church, he established the Charismatic Renewal Center, Catholic Renewal Center, for the first time in the Catholic Church in Belgium, where he was actually the Cardinal of Belgium. And Ralph Martin was the person, the chairman of that organization. He's a doctor. He's a doctor of theology. Plus, he's a world famous lecturer. He has written many books. And we have the privilege of hearing him speak the prophecy that God has spoken about our world today. And I think it's well worth listening to him. Only we had such a really good time for all of us. Very excellent time. 5:30 in the morning on the 20th. So I'm sure, you know, getting up at 5:30, we need to, isn't it? But you need to be sure that you are there before 5:30, because if the limit goes Zoom, you know that it drops beyond 500, you know, if you have a 500 license, beyond 500, you can't take in to that group. So you can join in. So in that way, the Lord has actually fulfilled his word. So when God says something, he actually does it. But how he does it is very different from how we think. That's why Isaiah 55:10 says, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. As much as the sky is above the earth, my thoughts are beyond you. So it takes many years to allow God to be God. You know, otherwise we try to make God behave in the way we want. I love God to be God and allow it to flow. So that was the word we received this year, was victory in rest. And that was the word God seems to be giving us in 2021. Victory in rest. Because everyone is struggling. Struggling with the pandemic, struggling financially, struggling with work, struggling with living, you know. And if two people who don't like each other, you know, whose marriage is difficult, are kept in the same house for 3 months locked down, you're going to have terrible explosions, terrible situations. Why is that? Because relationships are hard. Struggling. And God is giving us a word into that. What's the word? Victory, not in struggle, but in rest. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we saw this beautifully given by the Lord. We saw what does it mean? The Lord gave us a word. The Lord showed us. Establish yourself in me on a daily basis. What that means is, plant yourself in the soil of my word. Grow in the nourishment of the Spirit. And when a crisis comes, you will not be shaken. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, it seems the advice is so practical. Why is that? Have you ever seen someone try to build a house when it's raining? Have you seen? No. You have to build a house when it is not raining, when the weather is fine. It's then that your house will stand in the rain, isn't it? So in the same way, we have to establish. And the Lord said, if you learn how to live in my word and be nourished by my Spirit on a daily basis, you will still struggle and every crisis will be overcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there is no shortcut. You know, you can't do the holy hours because the heat is up and try to find quick answers to what God wants to do. You know, it won't work. Okay, God, tell me what you are saying now because I'm having this problem. You know, it won't work. You have to forget about that. Establish yourself. Prayer life, scripture, worship, sacraments, grow on a daily basis. And the victory in any crisis is assured. And then we dealt with the next question we dealt with is, do we need others? Do we need others to know God and to walk with God. And I think it's a very important question. Do we need others to know God and walk with God? And Samuel gave us the answer. Because Samuel was serving in the temple. He was sleeping next to the Ark of the Covenant. But he did not know the voice of God. And that's a terrible thing, isn't it? You are serving God. You are sleeping next to the Ark. But when God spoke, he thought it was his Eli, the priest. And when I read that, I thought, many of us are Samuel. We have been praying, going to church, learned the catechism, done everything, but we may not really know and hear the voice of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise. And we know, and Samuel was introduced to God by Eli. So we need others to introduce us to God. And it's my own experience. It was a nun who introduced me to God. Sister Maria and Renita, you know. And she was the principal here in this school here. You know, her photograph is there. She died at the age of 49, you know. But her mission, now I begin to see, one of the major parts of her mission was to bring me to know the Lord. She introduced me to the Lord. So we need others to know God. But my brother, my sister, the problem is we need others to know God, but we also have to walk with God by ourselves. This is a paradox, you know, like peroxide paradox, you know. So a paradox is, it means the opposite, you know, it's a paradox. It looks like one, but it means something else. And what's a paradox? Actually, you need others to know God. But you have to walk with God by yourself. And I've seen it in my own life. Many people have come to know God through their interaction with me. And when that happens, they give you a lot of love and respect and glory. And who doesn't like it, isn't it? Everyone likes it. But in the end, I found out that these very people who saw me as the avenue to God, they couldn't walk with God beyond a point because of my weaknesses. Because I'm human, you are human, you come close to me, you'll see into my life, you know. So they say nice from far. Far from nice. We all have our issues in life, isn't it? You come home, you'll find it. And then what happens is, if you walk with God because of me, and my brokenness blocks you from walking with God. But my brother, my sister, let me tell you the amazing truth. But we need to take another step. Walk with God, hear His voice, give Him in a response. You know, the problem of being in the church and being in the community is we can sometimes forget that we have to answer to God directly. We can forget. And we can think we can get away with it because people don't know. This one doesn't know, that one doesn't know, I won't get caught, I'll get away with it. But we will be held accountable when we come face to face with God. And a lot of people forget that. And that's why if you look at the history of the world today, even in the religions, you see people doing terrible things. And all they were concerned about was that other people won't know it. Why was that? Why did that happen? Because they didn't know the connection with God. So we need others to walk with God. But we need others to know God, but you have to walk with God alone. That's what we learned week before last. But also, the beautiful thing is, God takes us together. God does not lead people by themselves. It's an amazing thing. Because God himself is a whole, is a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And because he's a Trinity, he calls us together as a church, as a community. And the beautiful thing is, when you look back, isn't it? We saw 2015, can you remember the coming together of the Sinhala and the Tamil speaking people in Madhu, you know, can you remember? And it all happened because people worked together. We are more than we can ever be by ourselves. So the beautiful thing is, you have to personally be responsible to God. But we work together with each other. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then last week we looked at, you know, where do you find your freedom? You know, everyone wants to be free, isn't it? Children want to be free of the control of their parents, isn't it? They want to be free to do their job, to go do what they want, to free to marry whom they want, isn't it? Some people are fighting to be free to get married to the one they want, and then they are fighting to be free of their marriages. it's an amazing thing. We are all the time freedom, you know, fighting to be free, you know. Free of the job we are doing, we want to do a better one. Free of this, free of that. Where do you find real freedom? And we realized last week, the beautiful thing, again a paradox. What is a paradox? It's in absolute surrender to God that there is absolute freedom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's an amazing thing. Those who are surrendered to God are free. And those who are jealously holding on to their freedom are slaves of their drives and urges. So, this week, our topic, we are coming to it. No change is permanent until we have a renewed mind. From last week, I'm just bringing it up to you. Actually, we have two persons inside us. Two minds, two persons. The Bible has two names for those two persons. One is called the spiritual being. The other is called the natural being or the flesh. We have two persons living inside us. And some people don't know that they have two persons. Why is that? Because this natural man or the natural being is so strong that there is nothing else. But if you want a victory in life, if you want a victory in life, we need to shift our person. We have to decide who is going to live inside of us. Is it going to be the spiritual being or is it going to be the natural one that rules us? And it's so, so important to understand this. Last week I took it from the text, but I'm not taking that text this week. The text about Jesus already knew this at the tender age of 12. At the age of 12, he knew about these two persons. How do you know? Because when he went and got lost in Jerusalem, when the mother met him, the mother spoke like a typical mother and said, "Why did you do this to us?" You know, all mothers take it personally. Have you noticed? "Why did you do this to us?" And then when that was said, Jesus answered, "Don't you know that I have to go about doing the work of my Father?" Two beings. One was the natural one in which he had lived for 12 years. The son of Mary and Joseph. And the other was the supernatural identity he had. What is that? My God is my Father. I am his beloved son. And I have a job to do on earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So my brothers and sisters, the important question tonight is, how do you see yourself? Who are you? I'm not asking about who are you outside. I'm asking about who are you to yourself. So last time I cracked a joke to explain this. So I'll tell it again because all of you were not here, you know. So there was this doctor who was newly appointed to the mental hospital, you know. Have you met him? Okay. So he was curious. He wanted to find out from the other doctor, how do you know whether the person is cured or not? Oh, we have a method, he said. Okay. Tell what's the method? He said, we ask them a question. And on that question, we decide whether they are set free or not. Okay. So he said, show me. He said, let me show you. He called one guy. He said, how much is 6 into 6? So he counted, they counted, and said, he said, 1,000, you know. So he said, 6 more months for this guy, you know. And we'll ask him again in 6 months. Then the other guy came. He, how much is 6 into 6? He counted this way, that way. He said, February. He said, 1 year for you. We'll talk to you in 1 year. The other guy came. How much is 6 into 6? So he counted. And he said, 36. He said, wow, correct, you know. So the other doctor asked, how do you find that answer? Simple, he said. I divided 1,000 by February. So what that means is, you can have the right answer, but you won't have a clue how you got there. And today we have all the right answers about our religion. Who are you? I'm a son of God. From where do you come? I come from God. What's the purpose of our life? To love the Lord, to serve the Lord. All those answers we have. But though we have the answers, they are not real for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That, because they are not real, we worry, we fight, we struggle, we fall. We are addicted, we are caught up, we are sinful, we are lost. But if you ask any question, we know the answers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? So therefore, that's why no change is permanent until we are renewed in the mind. Stop stealing, you say. Stop adultery, you say. Stop this, you say. We say, yes, yes. Why? Because people are watching. They will do this. They will tell that. Yes, we try to. But it won't be permanent unless how you are thinking is changed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The transformation of the mind. And you can look at Jesus. You can see it clearly. The two persons. One was the person that was built from society. And the other was revealed by God at the age of 12. And we are introduced to these two persons once again. In many places. But tonight I want to go to the storm again. Because both these persons are in the storm. And we meet them. The human personality and the divine personality. And if you go with me, Matthew 14:23. You can read after me. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. The background to this is very simple. He had fed the 5,000. Now, this is Matthew. John says that they wanted to make him the king. And who doesn't like to be king, isn't it? I don't know whether any of you don't like to be king, you know. Everyone wants to be king, at least the queen or the king, you know. And everyone glorified him because he had fed the 5,000. And I'm thinking the human part of Jesus would have been very, very tempted, you know. Become the king, feed the people, you know, overturn the rulers in Jerusalem, establish true worship in the temple, get it done on the earth, get it fixed. But the spiritual part of his nature said, ask the Father what he's wanting. Can you see the difference? So what did he do? Where did he go to find this? He went up into the mountain. Actually, many of us go to the mountain when things go wrong, isn't it? Big problem, let's go and pray. If there is no problem, God, I'll give you a rest. You know, you wait. Let me show you what I can do. You know? And if it's a problem, Lord, I'll come to you. Please, I messed it up. Please help me. You know? But here, he went to the mountain and he's asking the Father, Father, is it okay to be king? Is it okay? Is that the way? And the Father would have told him, no, there's another way. How do you know? I'm not bringing it from my mind. It is in the Gospel of John chapter 6. The same incident is there in John chapter 6. Where Jesus comes down from the mountain and says, you people, you are following me, not because of the word I gave you, because of the food you ate. Who taught him that? The Father. He had a spiritual revelation of who, what it is. And then he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have a part of me. And they all went away. In vain, he could have easily built himself a popular support. They all went away. And then he told his apostles also, he learned to them, disciples, what about you? Why don't you also go? Why is that? Because there were these two people clear in his heart. Who are the two people? The human Jesus and the Son of God revealed. I'm not saying there are two people. No, this is one and the same. But just to explain it only, I'm telling it to you. So that you will understand, he was listening to the voice of the Father. His mind was being formed by the Father, not by the popularity of people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We think our real problems are with the difficulties of life, but the greatest temptations are the good ones. The greatest temptations are the happy ones. And here you will see, immediately comes down, 14:24. But the boat, you can repeat that, was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Who was in the boat? The disciples. They were fighting the storm. Their natural habitat was the natural world. Now they are fighting the wind. See what happens, verse 25. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. I want you to join me in looking at what I'm saying tonight. The disciples were in the storm. Where was Jesus? Where was he? In the same storm. What were the disciples doing in the storm? They were fighting it. They were struggling with it because they were fighting for their lives in that storm. What was Jesus doing? What was he doing? He was walking on that storm. Here's the difference. Why was he walking on the storm? Because he had the mind of God. And because he had the mind of God, even nature bent to his will. That's how a miracle happens. That's how the supernatural breaks in. Nature bends to the will of God. Sickness bends to the will of God. Problems bend to the will of God. Scarcity bends to the will of God. Why is that? Because this mind of God releases his power over natural circumstances. Jesus was in that. Where were the apostles? They were caught up in the realities of this world. It was real for them. And today, my brother, my sister, and I look at life. So many people struggling with life. Why is that? Because they have only one reality. What's the reality? The situation they are in. I have to pay my taxes. I have to get the money to do this. I have to do the other thing. You know, all my life is a big mess. While there are others who walk effortlessly through the same issues. Why? Because they have awakened spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the problem was not the problems. The problems were not the issues. It was what is awakened inside of you. Is the spirit awakened, or are you trapped in the laws of the natural level? And when you don't pray, when you get caught up in sin, when you get lost in your spirit, when your spirit closes, you drown in the storms of your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what happens to people, you know. And he asked, Jesus, save me. Jesus says, I can't save you. Temporarily, I can save you. Your mind has to change. Are you following what I'm saying? And I can see it beautifully given here, verse 26. I don't know how my time ran off. Okay. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. You know, it's beautiful. Can you see? When you don't have a revelation from God to understand what's happening to you, what do? You go back into your history. You go back into your memories. So the only thing they had of memories of a man walking on water is a ghost. And isn't that what all our fears come from? You know, my father had a heart attack. I'm also going to have one. Welcome. You'll possess what you believe. You get the heart attack. I told you my father had a heart attack and now I got one. Praise the Lord. You know. Can you see how we bring it on? My ancestry is all broken marriages, so is my one. All you have is your past to interpret the present and the future. Not for those whose spirit is awakened. We have a whole new revelation from God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why the topic today, what's the topic? There is no permanent change without a renewed mind. Even Jesus had to fight for it on that mountain. And look at the next verse. It's beautifully given. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. So there's good news for you. Those of us who are struggling with only one mind, the mind of the world. If you cry to God, he'll still come. You know? So you don't have to be afraid. He'll still come. But his answers will only be temporary, because the mind has not shifted. So you are saved from this problem, then you fall into the next one, because your mind has not shifted. Look at the next verse, verse 20. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Here we meet Mr. Hybrid, you know. Hybrid is a modern word, isn't it? We have, you know, we have high, you know, I had this Doberman dog, you know, and I read about the fellow, and to see the dog is a hybrid, you know. They have fixed various systems and made the guy, you know, hind legs of a runner, mouth of a something else, you know, all kind of hybrid fixed together. Peter is a hybrid. Hybrid means the spiritual realm is also there, but so is the human. And Peter represents most of us. So what happened here? Verse 29. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. Can you see now? Peter was also bending the laws of nature. Bending the laws of nature. And he was walking on water. How was he doing that? He didn't have a transformed mind, but he was fixed on Jesus. And I think that's as far as many people go in their lifetime. They come to Jesus, they ask for their problem to be solved, and after that, they go back to their old nature. Look at the next verse, it's given there. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Can you see? Why is that? Because though Peter was looking at Jesus and walking, the natural habitat of Peter was not the water. What was the natural habitat? It was this world. Therefore he experienced the power, but quickly sunk inside. It can happen to us. We come to a worship and a prayer. We touch the presence of God. We experience His love, the miracle, a word of knowledge, a tremendous breakthrough. Go back. One little problem and a fight happens from inside, isn't it? I remember we did a powerful worship here once, you know, and my wife wanted to buy something from the shop, you know. We went to this 24 hours, you know, and my vehicle is long, you know. I had parked it in a place where another guy couldn't take his vehicle. So he told me, came and knocked on my window and said, you take it. So I said, I'm sorry. And I took it. As I was taking it, he encouraged me to go with a few profanities, you know. He gave me a few choice words. The moment he did that, I lost my atmosphere of heaven. I want to fight this guy. I want to tell him, you know, I want to let him have it. And from where is that coming? It's not coming from the heavenly experience I had. It's coming from inside of me, pulling me down into the water. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you see how we can easily shift in the environment in which we live? And that's what happened to Peter. Look at the next verse. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And I like last week I said, I'm first Peter, I said, I beg your pardon. You know, I'm the one who's walking on water. You know, look at the others, they're hugging the bottom of the boat, you know. They're not even there to come out, you know. And you are asking me, what is this little lack of faith? It is, they didn't have the worldview of Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, if you want to live a victorious life in rest, we have to learn to enter the mind of God on a daily basis. Not just what is the word of consolation he has for me. Play book cricket with the Bible, you know. You know how to play book cricket with the Bible, you know. Open the Bible. Is there a good verse? Isaiah can have a good verse. Ezekiel, quickly close it. Jeremiah, you don't even look at it. You know. Prophets better not. Hosea will scold you. You know, a psalm is better. We play book cricket with the Bible, you know, and we're just trying to get words of consolation. It won't work. It's like trying to walk on water for a moment. We have to allow God's mind to quietly replace the thinking patterns of this world. It's a life journey done on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And look at Peter and Jesus. I want to take it to you a little further tonight, you know. Matthew 16:23. You know, the background to this is Jesus goes to the mountain and he works it out with the two great figures, Moses and Elijah. You know, they tell him what to do. You know, they say you have to go and be crucified. And now Jesus comes down from the mountain and he calls his disciples and says, look, I have to tell you, the Son of Man has to suffer much and be crucified and die. On the third day he will rise again. And when Peter is listening to all this, Peter says, wait, please, Lord, can you please come this side? You know, I don't want to embarrass you in front of all the others. Okay, what is it? He says, as long as I'm there, he says, I will not allow you to die. He really loved Jesus. Isn't it? But look at what Jesus said. This is the answer. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. Can you see now? Why did he say, you are a stumbling block? Because Jesus would have spent hours working this out with himself, to go and die, to sacrifice, to become humiliated, to let go, to allow himself to be crucified. He would have fought and said, yes, I'll do it. And the moment he comes here, the very temptation he was struggling with is mouthed by this man. He's saying, you are looking at this only at the human level. Not according to the mind of God. My brother, my sister, how are you looking at your own life? Are you looking at it according to the mind of God? Or are you looking at it only at the human level? And if you remain there, forever we'll be drowning in the storms of life. Because the next storm will be more real than the one before. And you see what I'm saying? Even Jesus had to face this. This is rebuking Peter. Jesus had to face the same thing. Mark chapter 14 verse 36. This is Jesus in Gethsemane, the most powerful piece that you can see of the humanity of Christ. You know, Abba Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Which part of Jesus was speaking? Which part? The human part. Can you see? Then in that same prayer, he says, what does he say? Yet not what I will. You can repeat that. But what you will. Now what part is talking? The spirit part. Can you see now? Here is the internal struggle within the human heart. Jesus, fully human, he had to make this choice. To what voice is he responding? So the disciples were not at help at all, you know. We have Peter again here, you know, poor Peter, verse 37. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for one hour? Can you see? Now Jesus was leaning on Peter. But I'm thinking God sent Peter to sleep. Why is that? Because if Peter was awake and attentive, you know what would have happened? Jesus wouldn't have not gone beyond Peter to pray. He would have said, Peter, please console me. I am your friend. You are my master. We embrace each other and console. But you can't go into the resurrection with human love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what happens? Thank God. Peter was asleep. He had to go beyond. That's why I said, in the end, you walk alone with God. In the end. In the end. You walk alone with God. You answer to God. You walk alone with God. And here Jesus reveals what I'm saying, the dualism inside the human me, the heart. You look at it. He says it here, verse 38. He mentions it so clearly. Look at it. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. See what Jesus says. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Here it's translated body, which means the natural. Can you see the two natures inside the human heart? The nature of the spirit and the nature of the human understanding. My brother, my sister, if you remain at the human level, you may know catechism, you may know theology, you may be able to explain all the truths, but you will be a prisoner of the storms of this world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sleepless, helpless, powerless, anxious, tense. Why? Because the spirit part is not awakened. Jesus understood that so clearly. Can you see this? And my brother, who is it who has a renewed mind? A person who has allowed the spiritual truths to become real. Not the human ones. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's given to us. It is given to us beautifully. Again, I had managed to delete that page. I don't know how I do that. Okay. So, my brothers and sisters, to enter into this realm, we need a way. For us, the Lord has given us a way. It is called praying the four steps. It's beautifully given, laid out. How does one enter the transformed mind? It is by praying the four steps. So tonight I want to offer you the first step. I want to offer you the first step. All of us know what the first step is, isn't it? Come as you are, I love you. But today I'm going to tell you, let's link the four steps with the Holy Trinity. You know, when we start a prayer, we start with the, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We allow the Holy Spirit, allow the Holy Trinity to encircle us. So, in the first step, come as you are, I love you. In the first step, we lift our eyes to the Father. So when I say, come as you are, I love you, I look at him and say, Father, good morning. How are you? I'm coming to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I see myself through the eyes of the Father. That's why, that's how you renew your mind. Transform your mind. See yourself through the revelation of the Father. And for that, I want to offer you a text. John 16:28. The vision that Jesus had. Look at the words of Jesus. I'm going to say it, you're going to read it. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father. No, can you see this beautiful thing? Jesus' life has begun before he came here. He has come from the Father. And his life will not end here. It completes itself in the heart of the Father. So when I look at the Father, he tells me the same thing. He says, actually, son or daughter, you have come from me. Your father is your father. Your mother is your mother. But they are not your real father and mother. Huh? Who is my real father? I am your father. I am your mother. I chose to send you to this world through your parents. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So some people say, nobody wanted me. My parents didn't want me. I am useless. I'm this and that. No, though your parents didn't want you and you thought you were an accident, the transformed mind tells us, in actual fact, God sent you even through unwilling parents. Because he wanted you on this planet at this time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, I believe it 100% about myself. I didn't believe it all the time, but now I believe it completely. That God sent me to this planet at this time through my parents. But it is not their own. But my completion is not here. It is after my death. When I return to the Father, everything will be completed. True happiness, true peace, true joy, true fulfillment will be found there. Are you following what I'm saying? Till your mind is renewed, you'll never see this. And if you don't see it, we are merely living in the natural realm. We can talk about Christ, we can do a lot of stuff, but we are still living in the natural realm. Are you following what I'm saying? Can you see? I've come from the Father. I'm returning to the Father. It is in that context that everything has meaning. Let me show you beautifully in the life of Jesus. You know, after the resurrection, he met these two disciples at Emmaus. And then he begins to talk to them, okay, explaining things. And I think it's very important to listen to what he explains, you know. Luke 24:25. If you look at Luke 24:25. He said to them, how foolish you are. He would have said, in our modern language, stupid. How foolish you are. And how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Can you see? Jesus is talking about scripture. And then he's saying, look at verse 26. Didn't the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? Can you see where is his glory? His glory is beyond this world. So the beginning of Christ is before. The completion of Christ is after life here on earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's our own life. Our beginning is with him. He has sent us to this world. We have a journey of a spiritual growth and maturity, but our end is not here, but it's completed in the heart of God. Millions and millions of years with him. Actually, my friend Suresh, I've said this testimony earlier. My friend Suresh from Toronto, he has this ministry in Toronto. He met the Lord in Saudi in his room. He had a direct divine encounter where God, Jesus manifested to him. And the question he asked him, Suresh, what's the purpose of your life? And Suresh didn't answer, he said, because he was a little ashamed to answer, because he was thinking about what car next to buy. That's what he was thinking, because he was very rich at a very young age. He was an engineer in the Saudi, in an American firm in Saudi, and he was thinking of what car next to buy. So he couldn't tell Jesus an answer. He remained quiet. And then Jesus answered, told him, shall I tell you your purpose? And Suresh remained silent. And then he said, I have designed you and created you to live with me millions of years. So Suresh was looking at this thing. And then the Lord said, shall I show you the difference between a human lifetime and millions of years? And then he showed him a picture. And he realized 70 years is like a breath to the millions of years with God. Immediately was converted. Immediately. Because he found the purpose of his life. What was the purpose of his life? Live forever with God. And my brother, my sister, imagine, you know, messing it all up here over some little desire in our hearts, you know. We have got lost in this thing and we fall into mortal sin and we sink into this. And we lose eternity for this little pleasure, desire of this world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Or to take revenge, we kill somebody. And you soon see, Jesus says, he looks at, he says, to enter into his glory. It meant death itself to do that. Look at the next verse. It's beautifully explained. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Can you see that? Jesus explained, here is the meaning and purpose of life. That's what the scripture will explain. Not how to get happiness, not how to get this, not how to get that. Of course, he'll give you an answer to your problem. But he'll explain, I've come from God. I'm returning to his heart. And completion is outside time in glory. Actually, I was just thinking, you know, I've been, you know, ministering for close to 40 years and I have faced and dealt with many events in life. On the negative side, I know what it is to be rejected, to be put down, to be judged, to be condemned. I know that. When that happened, I thought it was the end of the world. On the other side, I know what it is to be glorified, to be honored, to be seen as someone special, to be followed. You know, I've seen that also. But when I look back, I now see all of these, the good and the bad, are simply temporary movements in time. It will come and it will go. You know. In this little time, if we could understand that, you know, that nothing is permanent. The terrible judgment on your life is not permanent. Neither is all the glory that people will give you. Nothing is permanent. What is permanent is beyond this life in the glory of the Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if we can realize this deep in our spirit, we can walk on the water. What it means to walk on the water is, let the storm come. I walk on it because my glory is beyond this moment. Let the attack come. I'll walk on it. I'll walk on the attack. I will grow through it because the glory is beyond these moments. A renewed mind. It is, you know, without a renewed mind, we think that God's answer is no problems for me. Everything is calm before me. Everything is okay before me. Everything is fallen into place. I have no issues. If life is like that, we'll have pretty immature people living and dying because they haven't faced any challenge. They haven't grown at all. They have only met, you know, it's like, you know, you haven't used your teeth. Your teeth will fall off, you know, and your muscles will atrophy. Why is that? Because you haven't used them. We have been called to walk on water. How do you walk on water? Your answer, your glory is beyond, and everything else is temporary. I give in a response to the Father like Jesus did. He didn't fall into the trap of becoming king. Neither did he get caught up in self-pity. Neither did he get caught up in the attack he got. Father, forgive them, he said, for they know not what they do. He walked on the water through every incident. And we are challenged, my brother, my sister, can we have a transformed mind? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, when I sit to prayer, I tell myself, I don't want to lose eternity for a moment. You know, I don't want to lose eternity for one victory, for one vindication, for one satisfaction. No. I want this experience. I've come from God and I'm returning to God. My glory is beyond. My brother, my sister, we're just reading this experience. Let me finish with it tonight. You know, I've taken a lot of time. This is a true story of a Red Indian chief, you know. He was a great warrior back then. He had killed many people, you know. And he had fought many battles. And one day a missionary came to him and spoke about the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. For some reason, this image of Christ dying for him became so powerful that it completely shattered him, this Red Indian chief. So what did he do? He gave his life to Jesus. And the experience of Father, forgive them for they know not what they do, had such an impact on him. And then a few months later, his son died. And the person who was with the son when he died said he fell off the cliff and died. But another guy who was watching from a distance actually saw what happened. What happened was this other guy pushed this boy off the cliff. And he came and told him, this is what happened. And he said he rode up to this man who had killed his son and said, if it was a few months ago, I would have split your head in two. But today, I am a servant and disciple of Jesus Christ. I forgive you in his name. What mind did he have? A renewed mind. Now, this powerful chief, when he forgave the one who actually killed his son, people who were watching perceived this as weakness. A few weeks later, a person comes and kills him because that person thought he had found the opportunity. He won't react, he won't fight, and killed him and put him to death. If life ends with his death, he was a fool. He became weak by believing in Jesus Christ. But like Jesus explained to the Emmaus people, he said, you are a foolish, you don't understand. Glory is beyond here. And this man shared in the very glory of Christ by dying like him. By dying like Stephen, he shared in the highest sharing a human being can have. He shared in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? A renewed mind. sees everything from the mind of God. Growing in that is through the scripture and prayer, anointed by the Holy Spirit. Begin tonight by the first step. Lord, Abba, Father, I come as I am. And I have come from your heart. I'm returning to your heart. My glory is in you. And my life is millions of years in your heart. And I'm walking on the storms to come to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we give the Lord a mighty hand as we say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Shall we stand and be in his presence, my brothers and sisters? Abba, I belong to you. As we come before him tonight, let's open our hearts to the beautiful, loving plan of the Father. I'm asking you tonight, can you recognize these two people inside of you? The one who is the spiritual being, who has been nurtured and nourished by the word of God and the greater inspirations of your heart. That longing is in the Hindu. That longing is in the Buddhist. That longing is in the Muslim. That longing has been placed in every human heart by God Father. But tonight, recognize this spirit is going to live forever. This spirit is not going to age. This spirit is not going to get sick unless we put it into sickness here. This spirit will be forever in the heart of God, and it will carry my soul, my thoughts, my identity, who I am, will be carried into eternity by my spirit. Do you want that journey walking on the water, or do you want to fight the storm and try to possess things here that will not last in any way? Let's be in his presence, my brother, my sister. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We're going to declare this in this word. You're more real than the ground I'm standing on. You're more real than the wind in my lungs. Your thoughts define me. That is, what God says is real for me. You are inside me. You are my reality. Lord Jesus, we pray in a special way tonight that there'll be a shift in the realities of our lives. We have only words, but we long for that shift to happen in our hearts. We long that we will see ourselves as you reveal it. We will know ourselves as you reveal it. And we'll know you as you reveal yourself to us. Not limited to the dimensions of this world, not buffeted by the storms, to be lost in little angers, in petty desires, in being caught up in the struggles of daily life that become so real that we kill and we die for things that don't matter. Lord, we come to you.
The ground I'm standing on.
Transformation of our minds. All these years, we discern truth from within ourselves. What was real for me was real. What was not real for me was unreal. What was true for me was true. What was not true for me was not true. I was the center of all my understanding. I was the center of my universe. But tonight, I'm shifting. I can hear Jesus explaining it to me, like he explained to the disciples in Emmaus. How foolish you are. How slow you are to understand that the meaning of your life cannot be found in the context of the little events that happen in your life. In your little victories, in your petty struggles, in your heart's desires. I have sent you from my heart. And every fulfillment is in my heart when you return to me. I'm molding you. I'm forming you. I'm transforming you. I'm teaching you to walk on the water. Go beyond. Do not be stuck with any event. Do not look at the wind. Do not study the storm. But look beyond. I'm leading you on that storm to glory. Like Jesus was led through the mule, through the crucifixion, through the humiliation, through the terrible attack of that journey to the glory of heaven. I'm leading you. But I'm not just leading you from outside. I'm leading you by being with you. Awaken to my presence. That's why we're going to sing these beautiful words. You're closer than the skin on my bones. You're closer than the song on my tongue. Your thoughts define me. In other words, I'm going to say, I am who you say I am. My worth and value is the worth and value that you say I have. My purpose is what you say I have. Your thoughts define me. You are inside me. You are my reality. You can repeat after me. Abba Father, I come before you. Your word is a light to me. Your word, Jesus, is revelation to me. I look at you and I acknowledge tonight I have come from you. You are my father. You are my mother. I come from your heart. Lord, Abba Father, I believe my life is not finished here. It is not completed here. All answers are not found here. It is in glory, in your heart. In the millions of years, I'm destined to live with you. Father, never let me fall into the storm. Never let me hold to the things of the world. Let me walk on the water as I come to you, to the fullness of the blessing you have for my life. Thank you, Father, for hiding it from the world, but revealing it to mere children. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You're closer than the skin on closer than the skin on my bones. You're closer than the song on my tongue. Your thoughts define me, you're inside me, you're
having a problem of a fear of someone actually would be harming this person. This person has never-ending tension and a fear that there is someone who will one day harm this person, and it is most probably a perception that someone would stab this person. And the Lord is saying it's coming from an inner wound from childhood. And the Lord is saying, I am your father. I protected you in the most vulnerable moments of your childhood. And I have loved you, but you did not see that. But I am opening your heart to see how I have loved you. I am your security. I am your love. I am the answer. And I'm taking away that tension and anxiety and fear from your life, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Can we be a moment in his presence? It may be someone on the internet, but it may be someone here with us right now. And if you think the Lord has spoken directly to you, can you just lift your hand and claim that word from the Lord? If you believe that the Lord has spoken directly to your heart and addressed a fear that you have been struggling with, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship you. Thank you for your love.
The Lord is showing a person who is having a rash on the head, like tiny boys. The Lord is touching and healing this person. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody sent me a rash on the hip. He's been healed by the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father.
The Lord is touching and healing a person who is having high pressure. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, it's speaking to a person who has abdominal pains and you have been suffering for the last 3 months. The Lord says, I'm healing you right now. Experience my healing, says the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Lord is speaking to a person who has got into sin and this person is in the music ministry. The Lord says, believe me, trust me, go and do a good confession, and I'm going to make your life free of this, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord is showing me a person who has lost the job during this season. Lord says, you will find a better job. I have already blessed you.
Hallelujah.
Lord is showing me a person who has a lump in the breast, and the Lord say, I am your healer, I am touching you right now, and you will be healed, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. The Lord speaks to someone who gets irritated and annoyed with people over day-to-day incidents, and as a result is very unhappy with him. The Lord says, I am with you and I am in you all the time. So walk with me on a daily basis and I will open a new world for you. Praise
Thank
the Lord.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank Hallelujah. You, Lord. Praise
the Lord also speaks to someone who is unable to take a decision about a lease or a contract he has to renew and is disturbed. And the Lord says, surrender this matter to me and allow me to lead you in the right decision and you will experience peace. Praise
Thank
the Lord.
Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
Praise
to
Lord.
Your name.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
This mic has to be turned on.
The Lord is speaking to a person who has been bitten by a dog, and this person is really worried whether it's a rabid dog, and this person is being comforted by the Lord. I'm with you and you will be healed. Do not fear.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. So we thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to come together to worship, to open our hearts to His Word, to allow the atmosphere of the presence of the Spirit to minister to us, which we need so deeply in our life. He has given this opportunity to come into His heart. Shall we just praise and thank the Lord? And we give the Lord a mighty hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah, praise you, Father.
Let's join in the final hymn.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome?
God.
I'm a child of
yes,
I am.
Yes.
Stay safe, keep your distance, and hopefully we'll continue our meetings next week as well. Good night and God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
My brothers and sisters, a quick reminder about the announcements that and the meetings that we have for the upcoming week. So on Friday we have the intercessory prayer on Zoom from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. And on Saturday we have the youth meeting from 10 to 11:30 on Zoom. You can contact the numbers on the screen for further details. And we have the two save the dates coming up. One is the family ministry happening on the 13th of February, as well as Dr. Ralph Martin on the 20th of February. For those of you joining us online, we have the prayer room taking place right now. You can log in to the Zoom ID that you see on the screen. And the instructions will be given to you when you join. Thank you. Good night and God bless you.